Brahma means the greatest. So, what is the idea of the greatest? Greatest means, that is described by Parashara Sutra, that he is the greatest in wealth, greatest in fame, greatest in knowledge, greatest in renunciation, greatest in beauty, everything, whatever attractive. How you can understand greatest? Greatest does not mean that the sky is the greatest. That is impersonal thing. But our greatest idea is that one who can swallow millions of sky within himself, he is greatest. The material conceptions, they cannot go farther. They can simply think of the greatest, the sky, that's all. As great as the sky. But we, Vaishnava, we see that Krishna has within his mouth millions of skies. So he is greatest. Krishna is greatest and the sky is greatest. This is the difference between the Mahavadi philosophers. Just like chasing Krishna when he was born, he was eating clay, his mother asked, "Oh, just open your mouth, I want to see what you are eating." And Krishna showed him the millions of planets and millions of skies are within his mouth. So, he is greatest. Who can show that millions of skies are within me, he is greatest. That means, greatest in opulence, of strength, greatest in strength, greatest in wealth, greatest, everything greatest, he is greatest. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. Brahma means the greatest, and greatest means one who is greatest in six opulences. Now, there are Upanishads. Generally, they take 11 Upanishads primarily, but there are 108 Upanishads. Sometimes the explanation is given that why we have got 108 views. Because there are 108 Upanishads. So chanting of Hare Krishna with 108 beads means that we are surpassing the study of 108 Upanishads. Another meaning is that there are 108 damsels who serve Krishna with all respect and with love. So, that is also another expression, 108, we are serving the Krishna servitors, 103 dancers at Vrindavan. So these 108 Upanishads are described. Isha Pina Katha Krishna Mundamandukka Siddhi. You can count how many. Isha Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, Prasna Upanishad, Mundak Upanishad, Mandukka Upanishad, Tetriya Upanishad. Then Aitari Yastha Chandagdam Vihadaranyakam Tatha. Then Aitariya Upanishad, Chandagda Upanishad, Vihadaranyak Upanishad, the Brahma Kaivala Upanishad, Javala Upanishad. There are so many Upanishads, 108 Upanishads. Aruni Upanishad, Garbho Narayano Hamsa. This Hamsa Dut, the name, the Hamsa Upanishad, it comes from Hamsa. Garbho Narayano Hamsa, Bindu Naradastira Sikha, Sikha Upanishad, Narada Upanishad, Maitrayani, Kosi Sati Brihad Javala Tapani Kala Agni Rudra Maitri Subalakha Vimantrika. There are so many Upanishads. we cannot remember that. They are out of the 9 Upanishads. Just like Isha Upanishad, Keno Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, Manduk Upanishad, Manduk Upanishad, Uttari Upanishad, Tetari Upanishad. Just like these 9 Upanishads are very much popular, and generally people read these 9 Upanishads. Now, so far Upanishads are concerned, here are some of the notes from Upanishad given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is quoting just like the statement of Upanishad, Purnamada, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. This is statement of what Upanishad, that the Supreme is Purnam. It's complete. There is no minus. It is always full. Always full. Purnamada, Purnamidam. And because this creation, material creation, is emanated from the Supreme, complete. This is also complete. Purnamidam. Purna Purnamudachyate. If a thing is complete and full, then the product should be also complete and full. So, these are the statements. So how Krishna is complete? Krishna is complete. His energy, his opulence, his beauty, his knowledge, similarly, he is complete always. Then another statement, Vichitta Shakti Purusha Purana. Another statement of Vedic literature. The Vichitta Shakti Purusha Purana. That supreme, absolute truth, is a Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, man. Man is supposed to be the enjoyer. He is not Oman. Oman is supposed to be enjoyed. That's what this very word is used, Purusha. And Purana, the oldest man. Oldest man. Nobody, because he is the cause of all causes, therefore he should be the oldest. And we are also oldest because we are part and parcel. We are also oldest. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Najayate namyati vakatati. Purna nitya purana. Najayate nam mriyati va kadachit nam bhutya na bhuya bhuitava nitya shastata ayam purana. Nitya shastata ayam purana. Purana means the oldest. We are also oldest. Sure. Because part and parcel, it is always the supreme, just like the molecules of sunshine, that part and parcel of the sun, whenever there is sun, or the molecules of sunshine is also there. Similarly, we are molecules of the supreme, therefore whenever the supreme is there, we are also there, therefore we are also Purana. And Purusha, Purusha means the tendency of becoming enjoyer. So, that tendency we have also got. But we do not know that we can enjoy in cooperation with the Supreme, because we are subordinate. Differently, we cannot enjoy. As soon as we make our plan to enjoy life differently with Krishna, then we fall under the classes of mind. We cannot do that. Therefore, we have to revive our consciousness that agree to cooperate with Krishna. That will give us Anandamaya Vyasa. Anandamaya Vyasa. Just like, if you want to enjoy your life somewhere other, if you can secure a very nice service in the government, your life is fulfilled. But if you want to enjoy your life separately. But the government is all powerful. If you become a departmental secretary, you immediately get $5,000 and everything is all right. Similarly, somewhere or other, if you can become a secretary of Krishna, then you are all profit. Don't try to enjoy independently. That is Maya. That is Maya. Similarly, there are other statements. Sabrikha kalap krithi paro anya jasma prapancha parivattatiyam dharmavaham papadungam. Then another statement. Vidahami tat purusam mahantam madhittavarnam tamasaparastha. The vidaham, I understand that Supreme Person, Vidaham. Vidaham means I understand. Purusam. He is again Purusam. And in Bhagavad Gita also, you find when Arjuna is recognizing Krishna, he says, Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Purusam. Again Purusam. So God is never a man. The foolish person who says that God is, can be worshipped as a woman, as mother. No. That is not according to Vedic literature. God is always father. Therefore Bible is all that. But that's the conception of father, not mother. Not that I worship Kali, goddess mother, and become God. This is all nonsense. He's always father. Purusha. Everywhere we find Purusha. Never we find that God is a female. No. God cannot be female. Female is energy, just like Radha and Krishna. Radha is Krishna. But the energy of Krishna, pleasure potency of Krishna, there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. And still, Krishna is male and Radha is female. So God, conception of God, always. Again, patin patinam paramam parasya. That purusha, mahantam, the greatest, mahantam. Mahantam means the last word of the greatest. Antam means the last. And maha means great. We have got idea of greatness. Where we finish all greatness is Mahantam. Mahantam Adityavarnam. Adityavarnam means, Aditya means the sun. Just like sun, wherever the sun planet is there, there is sun sign, or a sign. So, where the sun planet, where from the sun planet is also a material thing like this earth, where from they are all fiery. Therefore, their glaring effulgence is being manifested. So, if you can see in the material world such effulgence of a certain particular planet, how can you believe that Krishna planet is more dazzling? Krishna planet is more dazzling, and from Krishna planet the Brahma Jyoti is emanating. Yes, saprabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Kotista kesam vasudhadi vibhuti hinnam. And we get this information from Brahma Sangita that by spreading his effulgence, jasya prabha, prabha means illumination, prakash, just as his light is illuminating. So jasya prabha, because a illuminating light is emanating from his body. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti, in that effulgence, millions and millions of planets are generating. The same example you can take, that all these planets, this is, I mean, say scientifically so, that all these planets, they have generated from the sun side. Similarly, spiritual world, that effulgence of the body, of Krishna. That is spread. And there, hundreds and millions of Vaikuntha planets are there. Mahantam, Aditya Vandam. Then where is that Aditya? Where is that Supreme Sun? Tamasa Parastat. That is beyond this darkness. This material world is dark by nature. We have several times explained. Therefore, it is temporary. Just see the arrangement. The sun is there to drive out darkness, but the night is also there. So that we can understand that by nature it is dark. By timely appearance of the sun, it becomes day. Therefore, there is day and night, day and night, day and night. Tamasa parasya, and all that basically tells us, tamasi ma, jyoti gama, don't keep yourself in this darkness. Just try to get out of it and go to that Brahma intelligence, jyoti gama. Tamasa paratya. Then another Upanishad. Patim patinang parama paratya. Patim patinang. There are many patis. Patis means proprietor or husband. A husband is also considered a proprietor of the woman, according to basic details. Dasi. A woman's surname is Dasi. She agrees to serve the man. You have observed when we get young couples married, we get a promise. The husband promises that I take charge of your life. Your whole life shall be dependent upon me. I take full charge of you. And the woman agrees, yes, I also agree to serve you the whole life. This is marriage. If we exploit, of course, but this is the nice arrangement. This is cooperation. A woman agrees that I shall serve you because the man requires woman's service in so many ways. By her cooking, by her embracing, by her becoming beautiful, so many ways, that is encouragement. So that he can work, he can live peacefully, he can discharge spiritual duties nicely. So there is cooperation. Sri Purus. Purus is supposed to be in that, but both their life becomes sublime when there is cooperation. So, pati-pati, everyone is given the chance to become a pati. Pati means husband or proprietor. Even the ant, it has got also a companion, female ant. Even the dog, it has got also companion. Even the small bird, even the insect, even the fly, everyone is giving. This is called Vishaya. Vishaya means material enjoyment. The Vishaya Khalu Sarvato Syat. This Vishaya, this material enjoyment is provided by the laws of nature everywhere. Don't think that it is in the human society. There is love and there is male-female combination. No, everywhere. That is nature's element. Vishaya khalu sarvata sat. Therefore, Bhagavat asks everybody that don't be after Vishaya. Vishaya is already arranged. Accept it as it is. Vatsunam jati tonam ittu patita javat nishyasaya. Your endeavor should be how to elevate yourself spiritually. Don't bother about Vishaya. Vishaya is already arranged. I need a sweat. Chapatin patinang paramaparsta. Now, he is also, God is also, as we are given the chance of becoming husband, similarly, be the supreme husband. supreme husband. If he is the supreme husband and if he marries 16,000 wives, it is very difficult for him. It is not at all difficult. So people do not understand, do not consult this Vedic literature, how it is stated the supreme, how one can become supreme. The supreme, we judge the supreme in the same philosophy, from philosophy. So Atlantic Ocean, oh, it may be a little bigger than this way. That's all. So our calculation of God is always like that. Yeah, Krishna, he looks like us, just like a man. So, what is that? He may be a little powerful than me. All right, he has spoken Bhagavad Gita. All right, he is a little more wiser than us. So, we always compare with us. But it is not, it's supreme. We have no idea of the supreme. Therefore, we forget personality. Pati in personality is clearly stated. Pati, can Pati, the husband, the proprietor, can become impersonal? No. When the conception of Pati, husband and proprietor is there, then it is personal. Pati, Pati, Paramaparsa, Mahan Prabhu Bhai Purusha. Then again, there is another statement. Mahan Prabhu Bhai Purusha. The Lord Chaitanya is called Mahaprabhu. Mahan Prabhu. When Prabhu, master, there are different kinds of masters. That he is the Mahana Prabhu, the Supreme Master. Supreme Master. And Purusha, as he said. Prabhu, you can say, the woman also can become the Master. Just like in England there is Queen. But no, Purusha. He is never woman. Purusha. Parasa Sakti Vividaiva Sriyate. Then again another statement from the Upanishad. That the Supreme has multi-energies. Tava vihijyan valokhyas. He has got so much energy that it appears that it is being automatically done. Just like I will say, very important man, you see, you go there and suppose you ask him for some help, and suppose you want $1 million, and if he gives you a slip, you take it from there. If you get immediately, then you will understand, how powerful he is. Simply by the pencil, like this, I got millions of dollars. So, God is so powerful. It appears, he says, everything is wonderfully, this material nature is working. Well, it is due to God's energy. His energy is so multiplied, is so expert that it appears automatically. Not automatically. Not automatically. Just like a big mathematician. You give him a very big sum, and within a second he'll advance, exit. And for me, I shall commit so many mistakes, and perhaps the whole day will go, still I shall not be able, especially myself. I am never correct in adding. So, supreme power means he has got so much energy, different kinds of energy, that it appears that there is no background, that the nature is working automatically. No. Bhagavad Gita says, no, maya thakshena prakriti shyate sacharasya. The whole nature is working under my superintendence. But the superintendence is so perfect and so nice. I am so energetic that there cannot be any mistake. So this is called Parasa Sakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. Any question? Thank you.
What's the relationship between Krishna and Radha? Radha is the entity of Krishna?
Yes.
In our mind. Is it in our mind also?
It is here. Just like the sunshine, when it is covered by clouds, the sunshine is also there. You follow? You see, that the sky is covered, but still you say it is day. Why? The sun is there. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is here also. Sarvam Kalu Iti Brahma. Everything is Brahma. But it is covered by Maya. Therefore, we full sighted Brahma Jyoti cannot see.
I thought it was a place that was far away.
Yes, it is. Just like above the cloud, there is sunshine fully. We have seen it in aeroplane. These airlines, US airlines, they say, friendly sky. So you go to the friendly sky. Why do you see them here? Nonsense sky. All is covered in cloud. Go to the friendly sky. Just go above the cloud. The cloud is Maya. Go above the Maya, then you see. You are seeing already, but it is not full-fledged experience. Everything we are seeing, we are experiencing God's power, God's energy, but because we are in ignorance, therefore we cannot conceive perfection. As soon as you are above it, Maya, Maya me tantarantite, that Maya you can surpass simply by Krishna consciousness. That you become full-fledged Krishna consciousness. So, then you see all as Brahma Jyoti and Brahma and Krishna, everything. And so far, your present condition is it, then you are seeing also. It's not. Because without Brahma, there cannot be any existence. So one has to laugh. In the flower you can see, in the tree you can see, in the chest you can see, in the water you can see, in the sound you can see. That is all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham apsutam tiya. I am the test of the water. Water is so popular, so many tasteful to every living entity. Man, a beast, birds, anyone. Water requires. Why? There is a nice taste. Quench our thirst. Krishna says, Rasoham apsu. That taste in water, I am. So if you are Krishna consciousness, if you know from the Shastra that this taste is Krishna, then at once you become Krishna consciousness by drinking water. I am sound in the sky. So as soon as there is some sound, here is Krishna. In this way, you study Krishna, you see, and the taste of water you will find Krishna. In the sound vibration you will find Krishna. If there is somebody very powerful, you will find him. Krishna. This description is there in the Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna consciousness. Yes.
Swami, you said that one time that Brahma Jyoti is like pure light and it's filtered in the material world to the most.
Yes, material world means three modes.
So is that
what,
because the modes don't exist in the spiritual world, is that right?
Yes. Just like if you go above the cloud, but there is no cloud. That's all. But there is a certain portion of the sky, there is cloud. And that cloud is also not permanent. Sometimes the sky is clear of all clouds. But sometimes the cloud is there. The cloud is generating in the sky and it is vanquished in the sky. Similarly, this material world is sometimes being manifested and sometimes there is no material manifestation. Simply spiritual. The spiritual is always eternal. The sky, sunshine is always eternal. Take this crude example. But the cloud is non-eternal. It comes and goes. Although cloud is a product of the same sunshine, cloud is not independent. By interaction of sunshine, there is cloud, and the cloud, there is no cloud. Similarly, this material world is just like cloud. It appears, it acts, when there is cloud, there are torrents of rain, or there are so many protectors on account of rain, everything becomes green. So we give so much importance to the cloud, and it is important also, but it is different. As soon as the cloud is over, the greenness is gone, there is no rain, that is nothing. And when the sky is clear, you see, oh, where is cloud? Where is cloud? Similarly, this maya means it appears like the cloud, and it disappears like the cloud. But the eternal Brahmajyoti remains.
Did Krishna create us to serve Him?
Yes.
And to enjoy us?
Yes. Very nice. So we should prepare ourselves to our healthy condition. That is our healthy condition. As soon as we understand that Krishna created us, Krishna created, there is no creation. Just like, if I say that my hand is created, no, it is not created. As long as the body is there, the hand is there. Otherwise, there is no meaning of body. Similarly, we are not created. Krishna is always there, we are also always there. And there are millions and millions of liberated souls who are engaged in Krishna. They never misuse their independence. As we small quantity, we misuse our independence. We want it to enjoy separately, therefore we are conditioned.
There are many
liberated souls, they are never conditioned. They never become conditioned. Yes.
You mean they never were conditioned at any time?
They were never conditioned. They were never conditioned. They are called Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated. We are only simple few, this material world, just like I have several times told you that the prison house, the population of prison house is nothing in comparison to the whole population. What is that? Suppose in New York there is a prison house. What may be the number? A few thousand maybe, but here millions. Similarly, the liberated souls are millions. We are only few thousands or hundreds. He comes in a situation. We are thinking this universe. It's very great. It is nothing in comparison to the whole creation of the Lord. You are seeing only universe, but there are millions of universes like this. They all together, they are ekanshina situjaga. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. This is only a part of Krishna's creation. One devotee of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, requested, my dear Lord, you have come to deliver all these fallen souls. You please take all the conditioned souls of this universe. And if you think they are not competent, they are sinful, you can give me all the sin to me. I shall suffer for them. But you can now, this is the desire of a pure devotee, that all may go with Krishna. May let them become liberated. I shall suffer also. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, suppose I keep your request, I take all the living entities of this universe. Do you think, is there any loss of this material world? It is just like a one mustard seed in the bag of mustard. So this universe is just like one master seed in the one big bag of master. Can you count how many master seats are in a big bag? So the idea was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that in this universe is delivered fully. Oh, there is a big bag of master seats. It is only one grain. But there are so many conditioned souls, and these conditioned souls are only insignificant in comparison to the liberated soul. Just imagine what is the quantity of the liberated soul.
How could you make a
poor
choice if
there
were only possible
for
Krishna? How could you have chosen the material world?
Oh, really? Because you have got independence. And don't you see so many students come? They go away. Yesterday, Kirtanananda went to call Rancho, and he said, oh, I have forgotten that. So you can forget. And there is another student, you are also a student, Wali. But you can go immediately. Suppose he says, oh, well, don't care for this Krishna Consciousness Society. Who calls you? You can go. That independence is there. We can misuse.
Krishna will always be there if you want to go back.
Krishna is always prepared to accept you. He is always prepared. But because he has given us independence, we misuse it and fall under the grace of Maya. That is our misfortune. We create this misfortune and we can create our good fortune. Man is the architect of his own fortune. See, if you become Krishna conscious, it gives you a good fortune. If you become Maya conscious, it gives you a bad fortune. You are the creator.
But the souls that were never conditioned at all, do they also have the independence?
Yes, but they have not misused. They know that I am meant for Krishna's service and they are happy in Krishna's service. Yes, they can misuse it also. That is, that power is there. Yes.
Well, once said that once the conditioned soul becomes perfected and gets out of the material world, he goes to Krishna Loka. There's no possibility.
No, there is possibility, but he does not come. Just like after putting your hand in the fire, you never put it again. If you are really intelligent. So, those who are going back to Godhead, they become intelligent. So why going to back to Godhead? They're just like we are in a renounced order of life. So we have renounced our family life after thinking something. Now, if somebody comes, Ramiji, you take 1,000 millions of dollars and marry again and become a family man. I learned never become. Because I got my bad experience. I will never become. So, if one is intelligent enough, if he has got actually the bigger test of this material world, he'll never end it. He'll never end. But those who are not advanced to such knowledge, they think, this material enjoyment is very nice. Let me test it. And let me do business in my sannyasi life and stealthily and privately let me enjoy. These things are going on. That means they have no test. They come to hospital making or the philanthropy. This come again. Sanat-bhastapatantadha jinnir-vindakha-vimukta-manina. Those fools who are thinking that simply by thinking myself, I am God, I am Brahma, I have become liberated. Jinnir vindakha bhimuktamana tayasva bhava. But there is no knowledge about you, Krishna. The Arujyaka Chena Parampadam, after performing so much austerity and penances, they rise up to the highest position, Brahma realization. But Patantadha, they fall down. And we have got so many instances. They take sannyas, they say that Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, this world is false, Brahma is truth, but after some day they come to politics, they come to sociology, they come to hospital, they come to this and that. That's finished. Brahma finished. Patantadha. They must fall down. Because they have no center in Krishna. That's why this putnik, very high. Clap, here, clap. Come down again. Where you go? Yes. Simply for the time being clapping. That's all. But the fools, they're so nonsense, they're satisfied with that temporary clapping. That's all.
Has my soul ever been liberated?
That is no, I do not. You are liberated. You are liberated. Simply just a cloud has covered. It's driver of the cloud. There's no question that you are ever. You are ever liberated. That the sky is always spiritual. But it is sometimes overcrowded with cloud. This Maya. This is called Maya. Actually, you are not conditioned. You are thinking, just like in a dream, you are thinking the tiger is eating you. You are never eaten by tiger. There is no tiger. So we have to get out of this dream. Don't you sometimes dream the tiger is eating you? Is there any tiger? You are simply thinking. So if you keep in Krishna consciousness, that nonsense thinking will go out. Therefore, we have to keep ourselves always in Krishna thinking so that dream will never come. If you are always awake, then dream never comes. To keep yourself always helping, make it for God's sake. All right. This is the person.